make sure you tune in.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Metro riders in Northern Virginia are well-versed in SafeTrack, but Metro is warning those riders the new surge, starting today, may be the toughest test yet.
Trains will be running every 20 minutes from end to end on the Orange and Silver Lines. No extra trains turning around at Ballston like they had before.
It's due to the location of the track work and the configuration of the signal system, which prevents us from running additional service.
Metro COO Joe Leader says the work zone will move down in 2 weeks. They can add a few more trains at that point. Until then,
it's going to be intense for the first 2 weeks.
Arlington Board Chair Libby Garvey's urging commuters to again look at bus options, or even better.
Telecommuting is something we really all are getting a lot more comfortable with in this day and age. This is the time to do that.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Cuba's state-run newspapers, TV, and radio have been running wall-to-wall tributes to Fidel Castro all weekend. Meanwhile, the first open-air tributes begin in a couple of hours.
A 21-gun salute will fire off in the Revolution Square in Havana. There will be a public gathering, the first one that the government has organized here for people to gather to commemorate the passing of Fidel Castro. It will be the same again on Tuesday.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Wisconsin election officials are expected to meet today to discuss a possible timeline for a recount initiated by Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
Republican Party Chair Reince Priebus, tapped to be chief of staff in a Trump White House on Fox News Sunday, criticizing the desire to audit votes in Wisconsin, his home state.
We've got Hillary Clinton wanting to do a recount over 68,000 votes. This is the contrast. A person who wants to look forward, not backward.
The Green Party effort has raised $6 million. There's no evidence of widespread voting machine issues. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you own a business in Montgomery County and fail to shovel your sidewalks after a snowstorm, you may soon get hit with a $500 fine. That's 10 times the current penalty. Now, most businesses do shovel their walks, says County Councilmember Hans Reimer, but some don't.
If that building is on a corner, you know, and that property owner is not taking care of their responsibility, how are people supposed to cross the street in a safe manner? It's a real issue that we are working on.
The council holds a public hearing on the proposal tomorrow. This may be a big week in determining how much we will pay for gas.
OPEC is scheduled to meet in Vienna on Wednesday, and there's talk that could mean the lower prices for gas that we've been enjoying could be disappearing. But Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says it's a 50-50 shot whether changes are made to production.
If they cut oil production, it will likely mean higher gas prices next year. And if they don't cut production, we could see more of the gas prices that we're seeing this year.
Buddy says if prices go up, he expects them to stay under $3 for a gallon of regular. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you missed the shopping on Black Friday, you can still find some deals on this Cyber Monday.
If you're an Amazon shopper, the online retailer is advertising 75,000 deals today only. Target is taking a different approach, offering 15% off total orders in-store and online, including food. And there's websites to help. CyberMonday.com is set up by the National Retail Federation and has rolling deals throughout the day. TheBlackFriday.com rolls into this Cyber Monday with a list of sales from major chain stores. And if you're looking for something specific, try offers.com. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,152, the NASDAQ at 53.99. Sports NFL, the Giants beat the Browns, the Ravens edge the Bengals. The late game, Kansas City beats Denver in overtime. College basketball, Georgetown and Virginia Tech win. NBA, the Wizards host the Kings tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, What's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters, southbound delays growing now. Just as you come off the Beltway, do watch ahead before 123. That's where I'm seeing delays build heading down toward the overlooks. That's where the location of the crash reported. On 270 southbound, the accident 28. Before you get to 28 on 270 south, that was over to the shoulder. And now as you come through Urbana to Hyattstown, slowing. Have a report of a stalled truck in that stretch. Maryland on 95, southbound, south of 100. Trying to get that crash to the shoulder, but quite slow still. Does take the pressure off of 95 beyond past 32 and the ICC. That looks good in that stretch. Just the volume right as you merge onto that outer loop stretch. And southeast DC closed. It's the eastbound stretch of Howard Road right near Sheridan Road with the police activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cloud around this morning with clear sky at times, partly to mostly cloudy. So clouds will eventually win today as we make it to 57. Some showers tonight, 49 with a gusty south breeze. Breezy to windy tomorrow. Showers around, thunderstorms possible, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 25 in Haymarket, 29 in Greenbelt, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The U.S. military is preparing for the next war front in space. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Mercedes Schlapp. She is the daughter of Cuban exiles, and we'll get her take on the death of Fidel Castro. Also, want to remind you, this Friday and Saturday, it's our annual Fisher House Radiothon here on WMAL, where we raise money for those who deserve it the most. We're going to be doing it all day here, along with Chris Plant and our programming here on WMAL on Friday. And then at Saturday, we will all be live at the Pentagon City Mall,
yeah.
So you can come out and participate. Make sure you do. I am Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia. And Joe, since you were with us last, there was this thing that happened. Donald Trump said he didn't want to see Hillary Clinton prosecuted. And here's what Kellyanne Conway added to that conversation.
I think he's being quite magnanimous. And at the same time, he's not undercutting at all the authority and the autonomy of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, of the House committees. But this is the president-elect's position right now. And I would say he's been incredibly gracious and magnanimous to Secretary Clinton at a time when, for whatever reason, her folks are saying they will join in a recount to try to somehow undo the 70-plus electoral votes that he beat her by.
All right, so there's where things stand. Your thoughts about the decision, first of all, that Donald Trump says he doesn't really want to see her prosecuted. Does it really mean anything?
Well, no, it doesn't. Of course, Kellyanne said this is his position now. She gave very interesting limiting language, and it should be limiting language. First of all, let's go back to basics. Let's educate our audience a little bit, although they're way ahead of us.
Yeah.
The president of the United States, which Trump will be on January 20th, under Article 2, is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. If he wants to direct the attorney general to appoint a special prosecutor or to conduct an independent investigation in the Justice Department, he can do that. If the Attorney General doesn't want to follow his order, he can resign, or the President can follow him. All this claptrap you've been hearing on television about the President can't do this and can't do that and can't interfere is utter nonsense. It is a matter of politics not to interfere, not law. I think Trump may very well revisit this. This phony count, which Jill Stein, who is a stalking horse for the Democrats, has started in one, perhaps three states, is a big mistake. It's a big mistake for the Democrats, but it's a bigger mistake for Hillary Clinton. And this phony thing where her lawyer, Elias, is saying, well, we're just monitoring to see if everything works out, is nonsense. This is a Hillary Clinton gambit. And I'll tell you something. If I were the president of the United States, and this has been my position from the beginning, I would order the Attorney General to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the email server again, and I would order him or her to investigate the Clinton Foundation. I would fire James Comey and replace him with Ray Kelly, the former police commissioner in New York. There has to be a clean sweep at the Justice Department. The place is a cesspool. And by the way, not just the political appointees, the career prosecutors at that department have been infected with politics by this president and by two attorneys general. The place needs to be drained.
What do you make of how Kellyanne Conway sort of positioned this when she said, you know, listen, he's being magnanimous right now, and it's really something considering...
It's called a threat.
Yeah, like considering...
It's called
her,
a threat.
Is he basically saying, listen, call off the dogs on this stupid recount thing, and then maybe we won't do the special prosecutor.
You know what? That's exactly what she's doing, but it's not going to stop the Clintons. Remember, she's like Dracula. Unless you put a stake through her heart, she's going to continue to come back like last night's bad sausage or this morning's bad candidate. I mean, this is what the Clintons do.
But what
the
is
Clintons are dirt balls. People should never forget it.
What is the end game, though, in this recount? I mean,
they can't
overturn it.
It's to delegitimize Trump.
How does that play out?
Just like they did with George W. Bush. This is what the Democrats do. The election is never over for them. Politics is never open. It's not over at the water's edge when you go overseas. Did you see that tour by the President of the United States overseas?
Shameless.
What an embarrassment to our country.
Joe DiGenova, as a former U.S. attorney and employee of the Department of Justice and someone who has pursued truth and justice and law and order the American way, I would love for you to reflect a little bit on the passing of Fidel Castro, because you're getting a whole lot of revisionist history by the media and by our leaders right now talking about, oh, well, you know, the money and investment he made in education and health care.
Look at all you have to do is look at the statement issued by our current president, this mealy-mouthed, moral relativism, non-judgmental, history will be the judge of his place. What a bunch of crap.
Like, we can't make that judgment ourselves.
Fidel Castro is a mass murderer. The only reason Barack Obama doesn't want to say he's a mass murderer is because Barack Obama is a leftist, just like the President of the United States. This is so clear. Let me just say something. One of my dearest friends throughout my life was the first violinist of the Havana Symphony Orchestra. His name was Jorge Castellero. And these people lost everything they had, and they were nobody. They were middle class. They had nothing to do with politics. His father was in prison and died in prison. Castro is a murderer. He is a thug. He is the antithesis of democracy in this hemisphere. And for this president, Barack Obama, not to say that, shows you how morally bankrupt Barack Obama is.
I just love it when Joe decides he's not going to pull any punches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's shocking that there's all this revisionist history going on.
Look at the clown in Canada.
Yeah,
look at Trudeau. Look at the stuff he said about him. I mean, this guy must be on drugs.
Joe, any reflections on the president-elect's team that he's assembling so far? We talked about Sessions last week.
I like them all. But my choice, again, I want Ray Kelly to be the FBI. I think Comey has to go. There's no way he can stay. I'm sure that the president is going to allow Sessions to meet with Comey and get a read and ask him for his resignation. There is no way Comey stays. I want to see Petraeus be Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I think Romney is a snake. I think Romney is one of the worst human beings who ever existed. The fact that the president is tickling him with this offer, I just hope he just lets him down and doesn't do it. I want the rug pulled out from under Romney. Romney is another dirtball. He's just like the president.
All right. Again, another strong opinion. But going back to Petraeus for a minute, how does he become Secretary of Defense after he's had his security clearance cleared?
State. Secretary of State.
Okay.
The answer is the president says you've got a clearance. Bingo, it's over.
And it's over. That's all it takes?
Of course. The president has total, it's just like in the pardon power. If the president wants you to look at classified material, you can. By the way, you think Hillary, she still has her clearance.
Yeah,
Joe, are you worried about Petraeus?
Joe, I just wondered because I mean, actually, they did take action against Petraeus.
Yeah,
but the president,
because he's not a Democrat and he's not part of the Clinton coterie.
Hey, Joe, real fast before we lose you, you know Rudy Giuliani. You've worked with him. You've known him for decades. Where does he fit into this administration at this point?
Oh, boy, I can't tell you. I find this whole thing weird. I thought he was going to get it from the beginning, but he may yet get it. I mean, Trump. You know, Trump has a very creative mind. This may all end up with Rudy being Secretary of State, which would make me happy as a Clinton. I love Rudy. I think he'd be a great Secretary
of State. What about Homeland Security for Rudy?
He doesn't want that. That's just another cop job. He's already been a cop twice in his life. He doesn't want to be a cop again.
Yeah.
He wants to be a diplomat.
Good point, Joe. Thanks for that. Always good to check in with you. We hope you had a good turkey.
Yes, bye-bye.
It's 7:15. Now I want to hear more about that turkey. That was a heck of a turkey.
Whether there was stuffing or dressing.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First off, the Fi's Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Is the traffic being a turkey today?
It is. You know, everyone's a little bit lethargic after the long weekend. We've had a number of accidents. We'll start Maryland on 95. It's getting a little bit better. The accident southbound 95 south of 100 now to the shoulder. So now it's about recovering through that zone. Also on the outer loop of the Beltway between Colesville and George Avenue had the minor crash. So yes, we've had a lot of fender benders this morning. That one on the Beltway outer loop Silver Spring cleared. Now for 270, as you push southbound through Urbana before you get to the exit for 109, that's where we had the broken down, and then into Rockville, the crash at 28 was on the shoulder. Let's get you into Virginia. 66 Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and toward the Beltway. A lot of that stop and go. And this morning, get ready. We're under Safe Track Surge number 11. It's underway through December 21st, where the orange and silver line trains will be single tracking between East and West Falls Church, and trains running only every 20 minutes. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, we've got probably the mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 57. Tonight, cloudy with rain developing after midnight, low of 49. Now listen to tomorrow. Showers, maybe a few thunderstorms, but it's definitely going to rain tomorrow. High of 67. Rain continues through Wednesday, but Wednesday's temperature, the low 70s. Right now, 36 degrees at 7:17. On WMAL, listen, we just played that game with Joe DiGenova, the game that everyone in Washington loves to play. Who's in the cabinet? Who isn't in the cabinet? Who's going to make the cut?
Yeah.
Why? Well, here's one who did make the cut. The aforementioned Don McGahn, who was just mentioned earlier in the program, he has been named as the White House counsel.
Karen, you had suggested just moments ago during the break that he's not a yes man, McGahn.
He's not. Interestingly enough, I was talking today to Bob Bauer, who had been Barack Obama's White House counsel, and he pointed out that McGahn is an ardent libertarian, which makes him suspicious of expansive executive power. And when he was at the Federal Election Commission, he was a real disruptor. So Bob Bauer said, you know, this is a guy in this office who is not going to be a yes man.
Karen Tumulty there on Fox News commenting on this. I don't know Don McGahn, but he seems to have.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is an important pick to get on the table early. I mean, decisions are made. You need legal guidance. This is a good idea.
All right. Well, and national security is a major focus for our program,
is.
As you know, and for most Americans, we've been very concerned about how the Obama administration has conducted foreign policy and national security. We already know that General Michael Flynn will be the national security advisor.
Right.
And boy, that's a great shift in focus. But get this, named on Friday, the deputy national security advisor for the new incoming Trump administration, KT McFarland.
Our own KT McFarland.
Our own KT every Wednesday for the last how many years?
I don't know, for as long as I've been doing this show.
There you go. KT McFarland will be the new deputy national security advisor. We couldn't be happier for her. And how great is that?
This is a great pick, and congratulations to KT. You know, our loss, because you know, when you're the national security advisor, you can't just go on any radio show and talk about national security. But occasionally, hopefully, we'll still get her when she's got something to talk about. But by and large, this will probably end our relationship with KT on a formal basis week to week. And
Why? Because
you can't really be the national security advisor and go on radio every week.
Why not?
You just can't.
Well, I think you can.
You're in?
Yeah.
So you think she should?
Of course I think she should. Whether she will or not, I don't know.
I'd be surprised. But I really am very, very happy. If we have a loss, and maybe we don't, but if we have a loss, it is the nation's gain.
It's a loss for Mornings on the Mall, but definitely.
The nation gains here because she is amazing.
Well, think about it. Ben Rhodes holds that position right now. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a big upgrade.
Major upgrade there. Meanwhile, all focus still seems to be on the idea of Mitt Romney stepping in as Secretary of State, and things got ugly over the holiday weekend. Not a whole lot of gratitude on behalf of those Republicans who backed Donald Trump and felt, still feel quite a bit of a bitterness over the Never Trump movement. Let's face it, Mitt Romney was the tip of the spear on Never Trump.
Absolutely.
Here's Newt Gingrich.
Speaking for most of the Trump supporters, while we will support President-elect Trump in whatever he does, I think we would be enormously disappointed if he brought Mitt Romney in any position of authority.
Campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
I'm all for party unity, but I'm not sure that we have to pay for that with the Secretary of State position.
Your thoughts on this kerfuffle?
Well, I like Mitt Romney and always have. I think he's a bright man. I think he could be a very good Secretary of State. I do understand why people in the Trump world would not be thrilled about this idea, because there was nobody that was more adamant in his opposition to Donald Trump than Mitt Romney. Nobody on the Republican side of the equation, for sure. He was, as you said, the tip of the spear, and I can understand their reticence to do this. I don't know. You get various reads on where Donald Trump is on this, but he apparently really liked his conversation with Mitt Romney and seems to be one of those guys who, okay, that was in the heat of battle, but the battle's over.
Right. Well, listen, we commented on this when it was first floated and when they had their meeting last weekend, and the fact is, this is Trump wins no matter what on this. If he chooses to go another direction, then he can at least get credit for considering bringing in the most vocal opponent of his during the primary process. He can at least get credit for that. And it sort of raises Romney up in terms of his dignity level.
Right.
Even if he doesn't choose him, listen, maybe I'm old-fashioned. I think the president-elect should choose the best qualified and most effective diplomat in the role of Secretary of State to best carry out the policies and positions he articulated when running for president. I don't know if Mitt Romney is that man.
You're not sure.
Or not.
Yeah.
But it should all be about that. It shouldn't be about party unity. It shouldn't be about sending a message. It shouldn't be about rewarding Mitt Romney for his decades of service. No. Let's get the best person for the job. Kellyanne?
We don't even know if Mitt Romney voted for Donald Trump. He put Evan McMullen up in Utah. And so I think there are concerns that those of us who are loyal have, and you want a Secretary of State who's loyal to the president and loyal to the president's vision of the world.
I think this is the people who love Rudy Giuliani, who was very loyal to Donald Trump, saying, hey, you can't do this to Rudy. He earned it. He was loyal to you. Again, I say it shouldn't be about loyalty. It shouldn't be about who earned it. Well, it should be about who's best for the job.
That's certainly one to watch in the days ahead. And I don't think we're that far out. I think we'll get an announcement pretty soon.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's 7:22 on WMAO.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
How many wrinkles did this election season add to your appearance? Well, with the Esotique XV holiday sale, treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment money can buy. I use it, and I love it. I'm thrilled, and most importantly, my wife, Meredith, who has to look at my face on a regular basis, is actually quite impressed. She says, what's going on there with the whole Esotique XV thing? Where'd those little laugh lines go? Yeah, that's right. I'm looking hot to my wife these days. You'll look years younger and get silky smooth skin or your money back. No questions asked. You leave your comments to yourself. I can see you waiting to jump in here.
I'm just being
in the corner of my eye.
Should I not?
No, you should not.
Okay, go ahead.
For a limited time, order Esotique XV and get the Genucel bags and puffiness treatment and the best-selling deep firming serum for free with your order. So not only do you get a more youthful appearance, but you also get all this free stuff, which is awesome. They'll even throw in the shipping for free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Three free gifts for trying Esotique XV. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270. We're still struggling here through Urbana to get past Route 80 before you get to 109 with the broken down truck along the way. Out of Gaithersburg and into Rockville to stop and go now onto the spur. The crash that we had along the way at 28, been over to the shoulder for some time, so we're just trying to slowly merge past there and onto the spur. Now, 29 out of White Oak, just the volume into Four Corners. Earlier crash, now history before you get to the Beltway on southbound Colesville Road. To get you through town, DC 295. Each direction slows to head onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. They're looking for an incident right as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge as you would pass M Street. So keep alert through that stretch. And on New York Avenue inbound at North Capitol Street, for the crash reported. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cloud around this morning with clear sky at times, partly to mostly cloudy, so clouds will eventually win today as we make it to 57. Some showers tonight, 49 with a gusty south breeze. Breezy to windy tomorrow. Showers around, thunderstorms possible, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees at 727.
You know, there's nothing that I enjoy more here at WMAL than the annual radiothon we do for the folks at Fisher House. And it's upcoming. It's going to be this coming Friday and Saturday. And so we want you to be sure and circle that on your calendar. It's always a wonderful opportunity to give back to the men and women who give so much to protect our freedoms in this country. If you don't know what Fisher House is, just very let me quickly tell you. It's a place where the families of our wounded warriors go, and they can stay right next to the facilities where their wounded warriors are being treated. It's a wonderful relief for those people who are going through their therapy, through their treatment, through their recovery, to know that their families are okay and they're nearby. And it helps them heal quickly. It's just a wonderful thing. And we've been doing this for a lot of years. And over the years, raised some $4.5 million for the Fisher House Foundation. Well, this Friday, we will start here on Mornings on the Mall, and we'll begin the radiothon. And then we're going to continue it on Saturday throughout the day. But specifically out at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City from 4 to 7, we'll be live as we have been in past years there on the dining level. So you can come by and see us and visit and make your contribution.
Yep, you, me, and Chris Plant live right at the Fashion Center in Pentagon. You can see us do the Fisher House Radiothon live, and we can't wait. Make sure you tune in and be a part of this. And you know what I mean by be a part of it. Make a phone call and make a pledge this Friday and Saturday. It's 728.
Your doctor said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if, instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound, ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Call 844-334-3064 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com.
S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E, surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound spine surgery at Sonospine.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up on WMAL, today is Cyber Monday. Have you noticed that it sort of affects productivity around your workplace? Are you going to get anything done, or will you be shopping all day? Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. That's next, right here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. President-elect Donald Trump is claiming now that he would have won the popular vote had there not been what he calls serious voter fraud in Virginia, New Hampshire, and California. And as to the recount in Wisconsin, a Trump aide and former campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says this situation is ironic.
I was asked 1,000 times, will Donald Trump accept the election results? And now you've got the Democrats and Jill Stein saying they do not accept the election results. The idea that we are going to drag this out now, where the president-elect has been incredibly magnanimous to the Clintons and to the Obamas, is pretty incredible.
Mr. Trump is back in New York today following his holiday weekend and plans to dive right back into the job of assembling his administration. He has a series of meetings in New York today with prospective administration appointees. This morning, simultaneous 21-gun salutes will sound in Cuba's capital, Havana, as well as the city of Santiago, where Fidel Castro launched his revolution in 1953. Cubans are now in 9 days of mourning following Castro's death Friday night. Metro's 11th SafeTrack surge is beginning today in Northern Virginia for the next 24 days. Single tracking will be the order of the day between West Falls Church and East Falls Church. Trains will run only every 20 minutes. Fairfax Transportation Director Tom Bishodny says now's the time to find other ways to get to work.
It's important to look at these options because otherwise we are going to have gridlock not only on I-66 and the parallel roadways, but also on the Orange and Silver Line as well.
After this surge, work will pause until February. Maryland's medical marijuana panel today is scheduled to choose finalists on the pathway for licenses to open marijuana dispensaries. There can be up to 109 dispensaries in Maryland. The law allows for up to 2 in each of the 47 state Senate districts, plus each of the state's 15 growers can apply for a license. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,152. The Nasdaq at 53.99. Sports NFL, the Giants get a win over Cleveland. The Ravens beat Cincinnati. The late game, the Chiefs beat the Broncos. College basketball, Georgetown beats Howard. Virginia Tech wins. NBA, the Wizards host Sacramento tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives.
Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Route 5, Branch Avenue. Serious crash. It's calling for a medevac helicopter. So if you're coming through, say, the Brandywine area, the crash initially reported in the southbound direction of Route 5 at Earnshaw Drive. It looks like they'll be stopping traffic in each way. So if you're coming north from the 5301 split, Earnshaw Drive up ahead. Southbound, you're going to be south of Surratt's Road for the closure point. Again, they're landing a medevac helicopter. Serious crash on Route 5. To the Wilson Bridge, we go back before St. Barnabas Road with the stop and go along the way. The crash at 210. That was quickly over to the shoulder. Not too much activity, but you will see a truck there on the shoulder. Now on the George Washington Parkway, southbound, right as you come up to Key Bridge, new accident. Trying to push through Sterling, a little bit slow here on 28, to say the least. Southbound 28 before the toll road for the crash. And inbound New York Avenue at North Capitol Street. Still watch for police direction around that incident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather on the move on this Monday. We'll go back to work or school with partly to mostly cloudy sky. 57. Tonight, the rain starts coming in after midnight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Gainesville, 32 in La Plata, 38 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Mercedes Schlapp to talk about the passing of Fidel Castro. She has a very unique position, as she is the daughter of exiles from that Cuban nation. Mercedes Schlapp coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Today is Cyber Monday. Incredible deals online for your holiday purchasing needs, or if you just need a little something for yourself, you might as well buy it today because you're going to get the best deals of the year, which raises an important question. When are you supposed to be doing all of this online purchasing? Because, you know, some of us have jobs. Do you have rules at your workplace that keep you from actually browsing and shopping while you're online? Is it true that productivity actually shrinks on Cyber Monday, that you don't actually get as much done at work and your business doesn't actually get as much done because of all of this browsing and shopping online? Brian?
I'm sorry, what?
We're on now. It's
excuse you. I'm just there.
Are you shopping?
No.
A little sketch comedy there, didn't we? A little acting with the whole
sound effects.
That's something.
How about that? And now I'm really interested to see what I'd actually type.
94% of employed consumers. By the way, I love the unemployed consumers. They're my favorite, the ones who shop when they don't have a job. 94% of employed consumers will spend some time today during work hours browsing and shopping. I want to know if this has an effect on your workplace. Give us a call at 888-630-WMAL. I don't know how this browsing could be any different than any other browsing that people do at work, which is generally superfluous.
Well, because it takes a little, you have to really focus. I mean, when you're mindlessly browsing at different stuff, that's one thing. But when you're buying stuff, you got to actually engage.
Yeah.
You got to really focus. or you'll get all the way through the thing, and then you got to start over. And you don't want to do that.
Do you have any secrets on the cyber shop? See, Meredith is great at cyber shopping, my wife. And she already did. She's lined up a whole bunch of stuff for our kids that she thinks are going to be great, and she's going to make all the purchases today. But I always get intimidated because there's so many different places out there that all sort of have the same thing. Yeah. And there's so much, and I like to comparison shop. I don't know about you, but I like courting things. I like to drag it out and go to various places.
I have places that I do a lot of shopping throughout the year, and there are things that I'm always looking at, and I say, well, I can't bring myself to spend that money right now. But, you know, as it turns out, as I get older, I have fewer people to buy for. And so I'm looking around, and I keep seeing these wonderful deals, and I'm going, yeah, I really wanted that, and man, that is a good price. And so I ended up doing a lot of me shopping, I'm sad to say. Merry Christmas to me. It's good to be me. But I mean, I take care of a lot of my shopping now on the internet.
Yeah.
I did go venture out to Best Buy on Black. Actually, I went Thursday afternoon.
I know. I beg your pardon, Mr. Wilson.
Well,
you think it's satanic to have people working on Thanksgiving Day.
My sister and my daughter went to the movies, and the guys were watching a football game I didn't care anything about, and I thought, well, I'll just run over and take care of these Christmas gifts because I wanted to leave them there so I wouldn't have to ship them in Texas.
You went shopping on Thanksgiving Day.
You are
never allowed to decry this again. You are never allowed to criticize
line, it. The line was all the way to the back of the store.
Of course it was. This is where people make money.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Chaos.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, but I do most of the rest of my shopping online.
You do. And that's, here's what I don't like. I don't like the people who go and they shop and they talk to the experts that are working at the stores and getting all the expertise and getting all the knowledge and do all the comparisons and check it all out, figure out what device they want, whether it's a camera or a phone or a game console or television, and then they go back to their computer at home and they shop around to find the best deal on that thing.
Right.
Because they just wasted that salesman's time.
They just wasted the time and money of the store. It's really not right to do that. I mean, either do your shopping online or do your shopping in the store. But if you go to the store and you go to the brick and mortar place and you take up their time, yeah, I think you sort of have an obligation to buy them.
I agree.
I just think it's wrong to do the other.
I absolutely agree with you. Well, today is the big day, though, and this is when the purchases will all be made, and we'll see if this helps many of our businesses and industries
Your Christmas present.
I beg your pardon?
I got your Christmas present.
Are we doing that this year?
No.
We're doing a Christmas present thing?
You know, just a little thing. Just a little memento, something, you know, just a gesture.
Well, that's very nice of you. I appreciate that.
It involves liquor.
Oh, well, and I very much appreciate that. You got me booze for Christmas? You can't tell me now. It's like four weeks.
But you don't know what kind.
It's bourbon.
Maybe.
All right. Well, at this point, you know, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you got the right category.
That's right.
What do you want for Christmas? See, if I were to get you booze, I wouldn't know what booze
to get
you.
What do I want for Christmas? I want world peace. I want there not to be a recount. That's what I want.
Well, I can guarantee that neither of those things.
No, that's probably not going to happen.
It is 7:42 on WMAO.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
I've been talking about my friend Frank Prindle and the Associates of Rebacks Allegiance for years now. I've mentioned Frank's military service, his West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system and his ability to deliver results on time for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank's experience consistently delivers results for his clients. And that's why when Thomas received military orders to move out of state, he called his buddy Frank Prindle. Thomas had just completed remodeling the kitchen of his Waldorf home, and he needed to recoup the money he'd put into it. Frank cranked up his marketing system, and after one full weekend, sold Thomas's home for well over list. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, heads up to everyone heading in toward the Clinton area. If you use Route 5, the crash initially reported in the southbound direction, south of Surratt's Road at Earnshaw Drive, but it looks like they're stopping the northbound side as well and alternating one lane at a time under police direction. They have called for a medevac helicopter at the scene of this crash. So northbound 5, I'm looking at delays as you approach the 5301 split and up to Earnshaw, southbound from Surratt's to Earnshaw. So that's going to be a lot of activity there. Around the Beltway, Virginia, we go with just the volume in Annandale, Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, more than the volume in Sterling. It's the crash causing delays southbound 28 before you get down to the toll road. Still watch for police at the scene. It was a broken down truck 270 southbound after Route 80 Urbana, but before you get to 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather on the move on this Monday. We'll go back to work or school with partly to mostly cloudy sky and 57. Tonight the rain starts coming in after midnight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 36 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:46. I wonder what Mark Hamill, the actor who played Luke Skywalker and nothing else of note in his entire career, thinks about American politics.
I don't know.
Said nobody ever in their life.
I wouldn't say it's one of the burning questions of our age.
Well, it came up in an interview with the Daily Beast. He's promoting a brand new web series he has.
Yeah.
It'll be seen on the Comic-Con HQ website.
Yeah?
It's a web series on the Comic-Con website. It's called Pop Culture Quest. So,
the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, how's that career working out there, Marky? Mm-hmm. Marky Mark. And somehow he was asked about the Trump administration and the selections that President-elect Trump is coming up with. And what was his interpretation of how the administration is shaping up?
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
That's right. It's the Star Wars Cantina scene at Mos Eisley there, as far as Mark Hamill is concerned.
Yeah. Did he say, these are not the nominees you were looking for?
Kind of. Yeah. He said, I'm in total denial. I'm glad I have my show to take my mind off. Let's reiterate. It's a web series.
It's a web series.
On the Comic-Con website.
There you go.
I'm glad I have my show to take my mind off what's going on. Because if you look at what's being assembled for our government, it's like, yikes, it's a who's who of really despicable people. No, he thinks it's the Star Wars Cantina there. He said it's tempting to say, well, I'm moving to Canada, I can't stand it. But in other ways, it's a challenge to stay and defend your country and do what you think is right and not retreat and hide under the covers. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure. That's right. He doesn't think any of those Hillary supporters who want to hit warp drive and head to Canada faster than the Millennium Falcon on the Kessel Run are doing it right. They should just stick with...
How many parsecs was it?
It was a 12 parsecs, I believe that's what it was.
Which is a measurement of distance, not time, by the way.
So, by the way...
I just have to always put that in there.
If you're a
People get that wrong.
If you're a Hillary supporter and you are concerned about our future, as Mark Hamill is, he has a suggestion for you.
Okay.
You know what it is?
What?
He thinks that you should watch a movie to take your mind off of it.
Okay.
A movie or two.
Yeah.
Can you guess what movie he wants you to watch?
I can only imagine.
It sounds corny, but the Star Wars films were incredibly optimistic films. They talked about doing good just because it helps others and being selfless and understanding your place in the universe. Beyond being entertaining, I hope that's a message that kids will respond to. Get this now.
Okay.
Get this, Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Because talking about the Star Wars, the message of the Star Wars films.
Which is?
According to Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
I still believe that. I still believe all those tenets of treat others the way you want to be treated and so forth. Treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, I have heard that philosophy before.
Did it come from a Star Wars movie? I thought it was more biblical.
Was it George Lucas and the ensemble of actors he gathered in the deserts of Tunisia that came up with that idea? Or maybe was it another guy in a desert somewhere who actually came up with that whole do unto others kind of idea?
The golden...
Mark... Bless your precious little heart. But we love you. We really do. Every 12 years or so when a new Star Wars movie comes out, we're glad you've got a paycheck. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Thank you, sir, and please call again. May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Hey, everyone. The magic is here. I understand you do commercial work.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
The most productive companies are always the ones that generate the most junk, ma'am.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point. No job too big. Goodbye, junk.
Hello, relief.
You'll get a spring in your step.
You'll feel like you could fly.
You'll feel happy and free and fully alive.
There's no free like junk free.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Boy, is that a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot. This will give you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting is actually, it's never been easier when you use Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse, the number one rent estate company in America. For just $80 a month, they'll price your property. They quickly find you great tenants. They collect the rent, and they also take those pesky maintenance calls. Well, what do you do? Well, they collect the rent, but you cash the check. You like watch the money stack up in your bank account there. It gives you cash flow, renting out your property does. It gives you long-term equity. It gives you tax benefits. That's why they call it Rent Estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Give them a call. Get started. Actually, you know what? Go to the website. You get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Or, yeah, you can give them a call. They're here in D.C. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
It's 7:53. Time to check in at the CNBC News Desk for our business report. Stephanie Shelton knows exactly what's going to happen on Wall Street today. She's amazing that way.
Oh, sure, guys. If I knew that, why would I be sitting here?
I guess that's true.
Along with you. Well, futures are continuing to suggest a lower open on Wall Street, and that could be the end of the Trump rally. But crude oil prices, which had been lower all morning, have now turned around and look like they're moving up, and Wall Street might follow. It's Cyber Monday, if you haven't heard, which quaintly hangs around, even though holiday shoppers have been grabbing up deals online and on mobile all weekend. And IBM is predicting shoppers today will drive double-digit growth for retailers around the world. Pre-Thanksgiving online shopping was already up nearly 10% over last year, and IBM says momentum grew over the holiday weekend. Now, that was at the expense of store traffic and sales on Black Friday, although the National Retail Federation says more people were actually shopping one way or the other. AT&T is rolling out its new streaming service today called DirecTV Now. It will allow people to stream more than 100 channels for $35 a month, and it's aimed particularly at millennials. They don't want to be tied to cable or satellite TV. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
It's 7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, Virginia, it's 28, Route 28 that were slow in each direction in the Sterling area, north of the toll road. So if coming southbound, south of Route 7, inch past 625, that's going to be quite heavy down past Waxpool Road to this crash before the toll road, and then northbound as well, leaving the toll road to get up to the accident activity. On the trip in from the west on 66, the volume with us, Manassas to Centerville, but we've been pretty calm. Continue through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to the Beltway. It's been about the stop-and-go volume. Each direction on Falls Church, seeing slowdowns. A reminder again, we're under Safe Track Surge number 11, Orange and Silver Line trains, single tracking between east and west Falls Church. Trains every 20 minutes, expect delays. And medevac helicopter in the Maryland Clinton area called to the crash on Route 5 at Earnshaw Drive. That was going to be in the southbound direction, but affecting northbound majorly, trying to get through this crash with lanes stopped. Traffic update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fixing some sunshine in with a mainly cloudy sky, partly to mostly cloudy, especially by this afternoon, 57. Some showers come in after midnight tonight. Some gusty winds start to pick up, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees at 7:57.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Coming up on WMAO,
we'll be joined by Mercedes Schlapp, who is the daughter of Cuban exiles, who will have some things to say about the passing of Fidel Castro.
Plus, we'll give you the latest on this recount thing. Is it really happening? And what is Hillary up to with this? I mean, is she trying to actually win the election, or is there something?